This free program is paid for by the listeners of WBAI New York. If you're not already a member, think about joining us to help keep free speech alive. This free program is paid for by the listeners of WBAI New York. If you're not already a member, think about joining us to help keep free speech alive.
'Cause honey, the soul is feeling fine.
Natalie Tondiwe, welcome to Women, Body, and Souls, WBAI Fun Drive Special on 99.5 FM. Also streaming live at WBAI.org. You can share your comments about the show with us at womenbodyandsoul.com. On the agenda today, the book and play Afterbirth with author and producer Danny Klein Modisette. If you've ever wondered if you were the only parent feeling both pained and at times amused by the trials of child-rearing, the answer is no, you've got company. Afterbirth, the brainchild of author, comedian, and playwright Danny Klein Modisette, brings together the voices of more than 35 parents telling you stories you won't read in a parenting magazine. It is our fun drive, and our premiums will include copies of the hilarious book Afterbirth and theater tickets for tonight's Afterbirth live show in New York City. You can call us at 212-209-2950 to make your donation today and to get Afterbirth the book or theater tickets for tonight's show. Welcome, Danny.
Hi.
Hi. It's I know the show is playing tonight, so we really appreciate you taking the time to join us on a stage night for a fun drive. You know, this is just a really wonderful collection of parenting stories. I took it with me to the beach for a little momcation, no family, no kids, and I was laughing, mm-hmm. laughing. People kept staring at me as I was that, you know, lonely old woman on the beach cackling, but you know, but there's something about hearing other people say, yeah, I'm there too. This is really frustrating. Sometimes it's horrifying. Sometimes I feel really lonely. And sometimes it's just funny. And there was something so relieving about getting to read a collection of stories that address that sort of shadow side of parenting and sort of all the complexities and conflicts that kind of go along with that. So I really appreciate the book.
Oh, great. I'm so glad you enjoyed it. Yeah, that was my intention.
And what made you realize that you wanted to create Afterbirth?
Well, I had been a comic, and I worked the road a lot, and then got off the road and got pregnant. And I had also written a show before that, a more long-form show, solo show about getting married, where I kind of expressed the dark side and all the anxieties around that. And then I got pregnant, and I realized that I didn't have the time or energy to create a whole other piece by myself, but I knew a lot of funny people, and I thought, wow, it would be really helpful to hear other people. I was actually, in truth, having a hard time breastfeeding, and I thought, wow, I really want to hear somebody who's gotten to the other side of this, and the only thing that works for me ever for listening is funny. Like I really tune out when somebody gets all sincere and earnest.
Right.
But, you know, if they can make me laugh, I'll listen.
Yeah, I think so. I definitely have a streak of that myself. I'm just wondering, when did you realize that, you know, you had hit something, that Afterbirth was striking a chord with people?
I got to tell you, like, the first night that I performed it. Yeah. It was just so clear that there were about 100 people there, and it was just a great cast of actors and writers in Los Angeles, and the whole room was so completely engaged by the candor, the amazing candor and courage and humor. It was like this perfect chemistry that was just, you know, you could just see that it had legs, you know, that it was going to reach a lot of people.
What Afterbirth tale do people seem to have the most intense response to?
Which show?
Or which story within the collection?
Which story? Well, people really love, my older parents really love Caroline Aaron's piece, My Almost Man, because it involves like the complicated feelings of raising this fantastic kid who then leaves you. And where do you put all that energy and time and love that you nurtured with after the kid becomes a fully realized person? That one people really love. They also really love Kel Cahoon's piece about the family vacation because
it's my God.
Yeah, it's that kind of startling. It's like Meet the Fockers, but
it's hilarious.
Yeah,
that,
with a baby.
Well, I thought it was so funny about that, just to share with the audience. What's so funny about that piece is, you know, you have your family and you know your family's craziness and you kind of get used to it. But something about, you know, when you have a partner or a spouse being thrust into another family's craziness
exactly.
can be so overwhelming. And you get sort of, you get judgmental and you also kind of pull back and say, who are these crazy people? And, yeah, that story is hilarious. But then there's also this moment, particularly if you, you know, are in a partnership and have children where you realize, oh, they're my family.
Well, not only that, I mean, he brings it around so beautifully in his own recognition that the kid is really happy.
Right, right.
And despite his judgment and, excuse me, I must have swallowed a frog on my way here, that in fact the kid is happy. And that's also the big, you know, what I ask people, Natalie, with these stories is to write me the moment you knew your life changed forever becoming a parent. And that story is yet another example of that. It's the moment where you say, yeah, I can't, perhaps can't stand these people. But you know what? My kid is happy, and what my kid feels is my priority now.
Absolutely. I'm wondering if you can share one of those moments with us, perhaps from your story.
Oh, sure. You know, I'd love to read now. When I was pregnant, the very first afterbirth story was written right after when I got pregnant with my first child, who's now six. I actually had only been trying for a couple weeks. It was right after that whole, like, you'll never get pregnant after 35 scare. And then I had this terrible headache, this splitting migraine headache, and I lost consciousness, and I ended up going to the ER. So I'm in the ER, and they come out, and they say, well, we don't know what's wrong with you, but we definitely know you're pregnant. So this takes place, this is an excerpt from the prologue, but it's actually the very first afterbirth story, and it's the moment right after they tell me I'm pregnant. So what do we do now with my brain, I ask. We have a number of options, the specialist, Fishkin, replied. We think there's a twisted blood vessel. It's most likely harmless, but we certainly have the technology to pursue it further with angioplasty or a spinal tap. Spinal tap? No way, I blurted. They use a very big needle for that. I hate needles. And I'm pregnant now, I thought. I have to think about what's good for the baby. Then I remembered. I had no idea what that was. Fish can cut into my thoughts. Sometimes pregnancy can create a hormonal shift, which can cause a severe migraine headache, creating the kind of symptoms you experience. Apparently, becoming pregnant was such a shock to my system, it almost blew my head off.
I think, you know, everyone has that moment, whether it's whether you're the mom or the dad or the grandparents, that moment of revelation or realization when you find out you're going to be a mom or
right.
you're going to be a dad or you're going to be a grandparent. And something shifts, particularly for that first time, because your world, it just changes. Or, you know, as another author in the collection of stories said, it's like going to another planet.
Yes. Maren Dungey's piece, Have I Got a Trip for You?
Yeah, can you share something from Maren's piece? And who is Maren, just to set that up for people?
Maren Dungey is an actress. She was on Alias for a number of years. She's an African-American girl. She was on King of Queens. She's she was a comedian. I mean, we met as comics, so she was a comic first. She's from L.A. She's doing a new show for Fox, and can't remember the name now, but it's like an espionage show.
And I think she was on Grey's Anatomy spinoff, one of their spinoffs for a minute.
Oh, you're good, Natalie.
Yeah, yeah.
She was only on for a minute.
Yeah, you know, trolling the web.
That's so funny. Yeah, she was, and it was very disappointing, but she's rebounded because she's such a huge talent. But
all
yeah,
right.
That's true.
Tell us what Maren thinks.
Oh, okay. Having a baby is like being offered a trip to Neptune. People you know have gone, and they say, it's great. There's nothing like it. Everyone should go. So you plan your trip and book it with the travel agent. When you ask what it's like after you go to Neptune, she won't give you a straight answer. The fact is, though, everyone you know who has gone to Neptune is just different now. They're changed and can't explain all the reasons why. But you think, oh, that won't happen to me. what could happen? I'll still be the same person, right? I mean, really, how different could my life be? So the time comes and you and your partner get in the rocket ship and go. For some people, the trip is really amazing and easy and fast. And for some, it's awful and they puke the whole entire time. Others have a really long, beautiful experience. And when you get back, all you can do is talk about the trip at first. That's all anyone who knows you wants to talk about anyway. Then, about 3 weeks later, you realize how different you are, how your life will never be the same, the things you've had to give up, the things you now are asked to do. Sometimes you catch a glimpse of yourself in the mirror and you can see your old self in there, but just slightly. Oops, wait, nope, it's gone. So that is an excerpt of Marin's, and she is also going, that story is going to be in Parents Magazine.
Oh.
In the June issue of Parents Magazine.
Which is ironic since the subtitle of the book is Afterbirth Stories You Won't Read in a Parenting Magazine.
Yes, well, it's very interesting because the original title of the show was Stories You Won't Read in Parents Magazine, pronoun capital P.
I'm sure they contacted you about that.
And then, yes, they did. And but much to everyone's surprise, they contacted to say that they love the book and they, you know, are now my sponsor. They just threw me a huge party out in L.A. and they were at the show last night and they really love the book. So, yeah, it's pretty funny. I keep saying, you know, they must have been suffering from low self-esteem when they read it because I insulted them and now they're sleeping with me.
Mm-hmm.
That's my big parenting magazine joke.
I'm sure they appreciate it. You know, one of the things that I liked about Marin's piece is, you know, this is one of the things I love about this book is that these are people, I mean, I've seen Marin Dungy on television and sort of been curious about her, but I'd never know her thoughts on anything like becoming a mother. And I was actually addicted to Alias for some reason when I was pregnant, so it was kind of funny getting her perspective. But one of the things I loved about her essay in Afterbirth is she talks about the many apologies we realize that we owe once we become pregnant and become parents.
Right.
And about how, you know, it's kind of that joke about how everyone's the best parent until they have children.
Right.
And she just talks about, you know, those times you go through, you know, where after your pregnancy, you know, you realize, my God, all the judgment I've inflicted upon other people, you know, whether it's, she talks about looking terrible for months on end afterwards because she just can't really organize herself around getting dressed and taking a shower and pulling herself together. And about all the times where she looked at other moms and thought, oh, you're going through that mom thing,
poor girl.
You know, and also just some of us realize the kind of pain we've inflicted upon others once we become parents. Whether it's
like husband.
Exactly. And then she also touches, and I think a couple other people talk about that idea that for some reason dads can never do right or they can never do it as well as mom can.
Oh, yeah,
kind of becomes this dynamic between couples sometimes. And, you know, I think she mentions like her husband dressing her child in a winter coat or a winter hat during the a sweater in August. So, I think it's interesting that there's so much of this that you go through yourself and you feel so embarrassed or frustrated, but you don't necessarily have these other voices of people saying, yeah, you know what, I'm going through that too. And also giving it to you, you know, either serving it up with humor. So it doesn't have to be, like you said, a lot of us, when we are served this information about parenting and it's kind of dry or earnest, we just tune out. We have enough on our plates without having to, you know, bore ourselves to death with advice and judgment from other people. So I think that's one of the great things about the book is there are some really great nuggets in there just in realizing, like, I'm not alone.
Really?
You don't have to sit through one of these dry pieces. And you get to laugh. I mean, that's what I really loved about the book. And I just want to remind everybody, you're listening to Women, Body, and Soul on 99.5 FM WBAI, also streaming at WBAI.org. And it's Fun Drive. Our guest today is author and comedian and playwright Dani Klein-Modisette. And she wrote the book Afterbirth. She actually edited this book. It's a collection of stories. It's called Stories You Won't Read in a Parenting Magazine, ironically. Mm-hmm. And our premiums today include a copy of Afterbirth, and you can also get a theater ticket for tonight's Afterbirth show, which is live in New York City. So call us at 212-209-2950, and you can make your donation and get our gift of thanks of Afterbirth, the book, or the theater tickets. I know that for a $50 donation, you'll receive the book as a gift of thanks, and for your $75 donation, you'll receive the book and Actually, there's also a bonus of a three performance CD from the live show, and that's for your donation of $75. You get the book and a three performance CD. And then for a $50 donation, you'll receive a theater ticket for the live afterbirth show tonight. That's tonight, Thursday, May 7th at 8 p.m. in Manhattan.
Actually, let me just interrupt you now.
Oh, sure.
It's starting at 7:15.
Oh, 7:15. I'm sorry.
Yeah.
The information from the theater was a little off. It's an important detail.
Yeah.
So absolutely. So we actually need to hear those phones ring. 212-209-2950. 212-209-2950. So we need to actually light up our board right now is the direction that I'm getting from the engineer and from others. So that we can bring you some more of these really funny stories. And I know there's so many about mothers and fathers out there who say that they appreciate Women, Body, and Soul and the interviews and the guests that we bring you around parenthood and as well as other issues, family, marriage, gender, sexuality, all of those things. And so if you appreciate WBAI and listener-sponsored radio and community and independent radio, we do need to hear from you. You have to give us a call at 212-209-2950. That's 212-209-2950. We get Afterbirth, the book, is one of the gifts, the bonus CD, as well as tickets to tonight's show. That's 212-209-2950. And I've been told that we absolutely need to get some calls in before we can go back to our interview. That's 212-209-2950, and I think our engineer has a few words for us. But then, you know, one of the things that it's so important right now to realize that it is our fund drive, and we really, you know, we're really looking forward to moving into a new era with WBAI and engaging our listeners and engaging the community and how to take this gem of independent radio, independent media, right here in the middle of the dial in New York City that is so special, and we need to move the station forward, and we need you to be a part of that. I think that right now is such a critical time for media throughout the country. I mean, there's a reason that there are hearings on the Hill about what's next for corporate-sponsored media, because even that model is seen a failure, and there are all these questions about, you know, how does it make sense to have media that is not beholden to corporate allies or corporate money, and that has the opportunity to give people ideas and views and points of view that they don't necessarily hear every day in the mainstream. And I think that's something that if you look at WBAI and you look at Pacifica Radio, we've been true to that mission all along. You know, if you turn on the mainstream news, you're going to hear 100 ways to lose weight. You're going to hear about the latest celebrity gaffes. You might hear a little bit about the war or a little bit about, you know, what's going on with the economy. But then things sort of move right back around to celebrity news and selling you more products and publicizing things. And I think that that's one of the things that listeners have said they appreciate about WBAI is that we bring them in-depth interviews with people. We get to the underside of the story. And that also that there's so much news that you won't hear. Oh, thank you so much for that call. There's so much news here and information here that you're really not going to hear anywhere else. So it's so important that you call us today, 212-209-2950, to make your donation to the station. And, you know, I know that some people, you know, are experiencing their own financial struggles right now. So one of the things to know is that any amount is generous and any amount is welcome. We do have premium levels of giving. That just means that you'll get a gift associated with that level of donation. But it's really okay to call us with any amount, and the station really looks forward to hearing from you. 212-209-2950. And remember, for your $50 donation, there's the gift of the book, Afterbirth, as our gift of thank you. And for your $75 donation, there's the book with the three performance Afterbirth CD as a thank you gift. And for your $50 donation, you can also receive a theater ticket to the live show tonight. That's Afterbirth the Show, which is at 7:15 tonight in New York City at the Triad Theater. So it's Spring Fun Drive, and that's why we come to you, the listeners, several times a year, because we don't have corporate underwriters, we don't have commercials. What we do have is really great shows, really great information, and really great interviews. But to bring that to you, we do need to ask you to join us in supporting the station. So give us a call at 212-209-2950. That's 212-209-2950. 2950, and I am told that we do need more calls coming in.
Yeah.
We do need to light up the board.
There are a couple of calls coming in right now, Natalie, and I know you're anxious to get back to your guest, and I am, and I know the listeners are as well. So if we could get a couple of more calls coming in right now to WBAI for Women, Body, and Soul, 212-209-2950. Remember, for a pledge of $25, you can become a member of this radio station, and you can pledge the traditional ways by using the plastic Visa card or Master or American Express. You could send us a check or a money order as well, but we do need to hear from you. We need to see some reflection of your interest in this program and of keeping radio station WBAI on the air. 212-209-2950 for a contribution of $50. You will receive After Birth, the book, as a gift of thanks, and $75, you'll receive the book and 3 performance After Birth CD for you as well. So we have a number of things to offer you, to induce you, to encourage you to pledge to keep this station on the air, particularly for Women, Body, and Soul at this very moment. 212-209-2950. We have one caller on the line now. Won't you join that caller on the line now? We have listeners in the tri-state area as far away as 60 miles in all directions from the top of the Empire State Building. We know you're listening. We know you listen because you call up and talk to Natalie Tandiway and what's her name that comes on Thursday with you, your counterpart on Thursdays at noon?
Oh, the good doctor.
Vicki Huffnagel.
Yeah.
We always hear from you with your stories, and that's what one of the things that we try to do here on WBAI is to share stories. And we're asking you to become members of this radio station right now. Make that call to WBAI. 212-209-2950 is the number to call. We have open lines. We have volunteers standing by ready to take your calls right now.
We do have volunteers standing by, and I'm grateful to be able to come in and pitch with you a little, Natalie, if I can get on the right mic. Wow, I was in space for a moment. I feel so much better.
Welcome.
We had to bring you back from Neptune.
Yes, right. That's what I'm thinking.
I'm imported anyway. But what we want to do is to get folks on the line, because we have to understand not just the importance of this station, which is vital to the audience, but women's issues, again, women's issues, you don't get them in mainstream media. Or if you do, it's the same topic over and over and over. And rarely do you get the points of view of women of color. This is what's so important for you to support, and that's why we're asking you to go to the phone. We only have 2 callers on the line now. That will not get it done. We need to raise $2,000 during this hour. $2,000. 2 people on the phones will not get it done. If you listen to Natalie each week, if you listen to Dr. Vicki Huffnagel, join us now. Dial us at 212-209-2950 and make a pledge of support just so that you can keep this kind of programming on the airwaves. It is of the utmost importance that we each do our part. And when we say community station, that means Natalie, it means Dr. Huffnagel, that means Michael G., that means me, but that also means you calling and supporting. So 3 more people now. Let's get 3 more people. We want to get back to some content. That is our intention. We want to get back to the guest. But what we must do before we can do that is get you to make those pledges of support. When you pledge, you can receive, once again, Michael, let's tell them what the items are.
Yeah, the items are the donation for $50, After Birth, the book as a gift of 4 thanks, or for a pledge of $75, we'll send you the book and the 3 performance CD, After Birth, as a pledge at the $75 level. Now, Natalie, there are some theater tickets that are available as well for the performance tonight at 7:15 at the Triad Theater. Tell us a little bit about that really quickly.
Danny, can you give us a sense of the show and what people will be experiencing?
Oh, sure. It's a live show with James Brawley and a couple of comics, all celebrated authors, all in the book, and they'll be reading the stories from the book live.
Excellent. And that's tonight at the Triad Theater at 7:15 p.m.
Triad Theater, yeah.
And I think that one of the things about the show, and, you know, there is that bonus CD where you can get a sense of that, and I got a sense of the show from listening to the bonus CD, and there is something about hearing the energy and the voices of these moms and dads telling these crazy stories about that moment where they thought, oh, my God, I'm a parent. Is this a good thing or a bad thing?
Right.
And I think there's something, you know, it's great to read the book. The book is hilarious, but there is something about hearing the theater of it all, the drama of it all, and really seeing, like, wow, this really is material worthy of a show. But it's also the same thing that all of us are going through. So much of it is just universal experiences that we have around parenting.
Right. Well, the thrill is hearing it read by the person it happened to.
Oh, absolutely.
So it's not an actor who's, like, acting like it. It's like, this is really the person, and this really happened. And so there's something really inspiring when you sit in the room and experience the courage that it takes for these people to be so honest, and the fact that they're such extremely gifted writers to begin with, and they're really funny people. So it kind of elevates the day-to-day experience. It's like there's identification because they're so honest, but then it's also entertainment because it's being crafted by such amazingly talented writers.
Well, and also that's an interesting point about the writers. So many of these people are actually comedians, actors, television writers, screenplay writers. And so it's really interesting when you read a story and you think, oh, you know, that was interesting. I want to know who wrote that. And you go back to the flip back to the bios at the end of the book. And, you know, there was one person, I think it was Dana Gould, whose story was hilarious. And I went back and he's, you know, one of the voices on The Simpsons, I think, or a producer.
Right.
On the
Simpsons. Now he's an Emmy award-winning executive producer of The Simpsons.
Exactly. And so, you know, there's so much, you know, to be said for that idea of getting to connect with this aspect of suddenly you get this window into someone's life that you would never, ever know anything about them or what they think about parenting. And I thought that was really interesting because all of the people in the book really have done something of note on that level.
Right. Yeah, I have 4 Emmy winners and a couple of best-selling authors, and then Andrew McCarthy is in the book, and Peter Horton, who is famous for 30-something days but now directs a lot of television.
Mm. And I'm told that we still need to get a few more calls on the board. It's 212-209-2950. And it's so important that we hear from you. I get so many phone calls from listeners when I do my show. I get so many emails from listeners saying, oh, my God, thank you for that show. Thank you for that guest. How can I hear more? But I also need you to come out when it's time for Fun Drive and to participate in the station in that way as well, to really show us your support for the show. And, you know, some of the emails I get, people say, oh, you know, I really needed to hear that show. It was just on time. You know, some of them say that they're going through, it's something in their life at that moment, and something that the guest said really opened their eyes or opened another door for them. And I love reading your emails. And so many of you actually compliment the show. You say that you enjoy the content, you enjoy the voices, you enjoy the depth of the interviews, you enjoy some of the banter between myself and my engineer, Michael G. So we also need that to translate into you participating and giving and donating right now. So give us a call at 212-209-2950. We still need to get a few more calls on the board, 212-209-2950.
It is critically important that we get those calls coming in right now. We have no calls on the line right now, and as Tony just mentioned a moment ago, that just won't do. We know there are many of you that are listening right now, that are listening intently and want to go back to the programming, want Natalie to go back to the programming. But in my opinion, Natalie is behaving very responsibly, as she always does, and making sure that we leave this window open so that you can make your calls right now and support this radio station, WBAI. It's really easy to go back to programming and just say, well, I'll do the pitching later. No, it's now. We need you to become a member right now. 212-209-2950. And something also that Tony said, it was very, very important, and that where in media are you able to hear women's issues discussed in this way, and particularly women of color issues discussed in this way without commercial interruption? When we're not in Fun Drive, all you hear is Natalie's voice and the exchange that she has with her guests. 212-209-2950. No commercials, no corporate interference, just your participation, just the listening experience that you engage in with her. 212-209-2950. Let's hear from you now. Can we get a few of you to make that call right now? Are you listening in New Jersey? Are you listening in Connecticut? Are you listening in Queens? Or what about Brooklyn and Staten Island and Manhattan? We need you to call. We need you to participate. We need you to pick up that phone and dial the number and join us. Remember, on the web, we're available. We're streaming 24 hours a day at WBAI.org. 212-209-2950. That's the number to call.
212-209-2950. Natalie, I know that your audience must love you. As you said, you get all of those things. And what I have to say to the audience is I'm so intrigued by your program. We don't have anything like it on my station. So I'm really intrigued to see from your point of view and how you cover these issues. And those of you who are in this audience ought to appreciate that. And there's a way to appreciate that. And that's by saying to Natalie, listen, I call you, I send you an email. Now I'm going to call and I'm going to speak to WBAI with my dollars. My dollars are going to say, I appreciate Natalie, I appreciate Dr. Huffnagel, and I'm going to send that money in to support the show. Again, the number to call is 212-209-2950. We have one caller on the line. We have a room full of volunteers. Join them. Be the next two. We want to just get two more callers, and we will get right back to the guests. And again, we want to remind you what you're going to receive. A $50 donation will get you the Afterbirth book as a gift. And if you already have it, you can always give it to someone else as a gift.
Mm-hmm.
And for a $75 donation, you can receive the book and the 3-CD performance of Afterbirth. You can put a $50 credit card donation, and you can get theater tickets to see the show tonight. Want to see some theater tonight? Want to see some funny tonight? Are you a parent? Want to see some funny parent stories? Two more people, just two more folks calling. I know that there are two people with $50 in their pockets somewhere in New York, somewhere in New Jersey, somewhere in Connecticut, in the outlying areas. Give us a call and support this woman who has taken a tack that I have not seen before, and I really appreciate the way you do the program.
And thank you so much for that, Tony. One of the other things I wanted to say, just to reach out to people, is to reach out to people who have been listening for a really long time but haven't given yet. This is the time to step forward and to really share, your contribution with WBAI. And you can contribute at any level. You know, I know some people haven't given because they just, you know, they say, I don't have a lot of money. But really at any level, it doesn't have to be the premium level. The basic membership level is $25. We also have people who give at lower levels than that. And we also have people who give, in small increments. They may give, sign up to auto give a few dollars a week or to do kind of a dollar a day giving. All of that's possible. But the reason I say that is because one of the things people say to me is that they're so glad to hear programming by and about women on the station, and they think it's so important. But, you know, one of the things I have to say to them, well, is, you know, if you're going to write me these emails or stop me when you see me in the street and say that great show, I need you to also give. I need you to show the station that it's more than just talk, that you really do want to see this kind of programming on the air and that you're willing to actually put your money where your mouth is. So give us a call, 212-209-2950. I know we're getting more calls in, but I need the board to light up, 212-209-2950. And I want to hear more from Danny about Afterbirth and these wonderful stories. Danny, one of the things that I think is interesting about this collection of stories is not only is it funny, but there are some stories that are really painful, but there's still kind of humor woven throughout them. And Moon Zappa's piece comes to mind.
Right.
And if there was ever a story about redefining motherhood or fatherhood, this is that story. And I think so many of us, you know, have painful childhoods or difficult relationships with our parents. And for us, that means redefining and reinventing motherhood or fatherhood as we go along.
Right.
And Moon's story speaks to this. She talks about her own struggles in figuring out how do I be a mother and a wife when I haven't had healthy mothering myself?
Right.
My parents weren't really model spouses. Can you just give us a taste of Moon's essay?
Oh, sure, Natalie. And actually, it's called the story's called Me Redefined. So that's exactly right. And so I'll just read you from after she discusses all the shortcomings she uncovered through much therapy about her parents' parenting. She writes, "With unflinching self-reflection, I have learned to let my husband help me and to appreciate my daughter's autonomy. As I mother my child, I embrace the privilege of getting to remother myself, giving my child comfort when she's sad or helping her process her frustration. Feels like I'm stitching up the wounds of my unmet childhood needs. Amen. And yet, despite the fact that as a grown-up, I now define mom to mean talking less and listening more, asking questions and slowing down, to mean appreciating process more than results, and having empathy for myself first so I can genuinely give the same to my child. Despite all these ways I am trying desperately to do the job differently than my parents, I cannot claim with any certainty that I am doing it any better.
Mm. Wow. You know, I think what I appreciated about her story is there were some really funny moments in it, but she was so honest in a way that she didn't have to be.
Right.
About sort of some of the horrors of growing up in her household. But I loved the way she brought it back around to herself and was really honest about her own, you know, her moments of just being a really bad mom and being a really bad wife, in reaction to sort of some of the trauma and healing that she was going through around how do I balance all of this and hold, you know, what has happened to me. And it's hurt me so deeply, but it's so heartening at the end to see that, yeah, there's no perfect wrap-up on this one, but she's definitely moving forward, and she's actually enjoying being a mother.
Yeah. And that's, I think, you know, just use the word enjoy, you know, there's so much joy in this book, and that's what I really love about it, because there's a big movement now in the mommy literature of kind of this bad mother stories, and confessions of a bad mother, and you know, this book is really not that.
No.
I mean, there's, you know, people reveal their struggles, but it's the bottom line is it's full of joy and gratitude for these wonderful families that we all get to have.
One of the things I found really funny in the book is just sort of some of the talk around gender bending. And if there's ever a moment when you find out that you're not as progressive as you think you are around gender, it's probably when you become a parent or when you become a spouse. I think that as much as people say that they want to challenge sort of patriarchy and gender norms, when you actually go in to do it, it brings up so much discomfort because you're kind of going against the grain,
mm-hmm.
and you get so many reactions from people. And Oliver's pink bicycle is one of the funniest stories I have ever read about being a parent.
Yeah.
And that's by, who is James Braley? That's the person who wrote that.
It's actually Brawley.
Oh, sorry, Brawley.
No, that's okay. I've made the mistake many times.
Mm-hmm.
And he had a book, he ran a show in New York City that was award-winning called Scenes from a Marital Institution. And I actually found him on Facebook because I read his review in the New York Times. I was sitting in Los Angeles, and I always read the Times. And so I was reading, and it was seemed like the perfect fit for the show. And so I contacted him through Facebook. And now he has another show that's coming in June, and he has a book coming out of the show. And he'll be in the show tonight. You can come see him live.
Oh, excellent.
At the Triad, reading Oliver's Pink Bicycle.
And can you just share an excerpt from that?
Oh, sure.
I just want to remind everyone, you can give us a call, 212-209-2950. One of our gifts of thanks today is actually a ticket to the live show Afterbirth. That's tonight, Thursday, May 7th at 7:15 here in New York City at the Triad Theater. And that's for a $50 donation to the station. So give us a call, 212-209-2950. I'm told we do need to get more calls up on that board right now. I know so many of you are out there listening, and you know you haven't given to the station yet during this fund drive, and you're not really sure when you're going to give, but you said to yourself, oh, it would be nice if I could give. Well, do it now, 212-209-2950. Are you ready to share from the...
Yes, I am.
Okay,
so the story is about how his son, James was raised by a military father, very macho household, and he thinks that he, as an artist, has distanced himself from this, but his son loves pink, and he wants a pink bicycle for his birthday, and James suggests a red fire truck. And now we'll go to the story, to which Oliver responds, I want a fire engine and a pink bike. After 3 months of this, I finally accepted that I had failed at converting Oliver, that in fact he and I were different human beings, and that for his birthday I was going to buy him a pink bike, which is not easy. You can get a Barbie 2000 bike in pink, and you can get a Hello Kitty bike in pink, and Little Miss Puddin' and Jazz and the Charm are all in pink, but you cannot get a plain pink bike without some looking, and in some cases encountering resistance from the marketplace. I went to one shop run by a Jamaican fellow. When he saw Oliver and me walk in holding hands, and I told him what we wanted, he said, "Oh, no, that don't do that, man. That'll keep him on the playground. What do you recommend?" He led us to the boys' section of the shop and showed us the Turn and Burn, the Thruster, the Piranha, and the Convict Junior, which featured a bike-sized decal of a wild-eyed escaped jailbird with broken handcuffs dangling from his wrists in black or midnight blue. The nursery school was next door to Mayor Bloomberg's mansion, so the street was filled with policemen. One walked over and said, "Daughter's birthday, huh?" when I showed up, finally having found the pink bicycle. He smiled. I looked up and said, "Actually, it's my son's." The smile went away, and so did the policeman.
Oh, my goodness.
Yeah.
And that's James Brawley, Oliver's pink bicycle from the book Afterbirth. You know, that story goes on, and it actually gets funnier and funnier. And what's so hilarious is that he talks about going, sort of that inner wrestling with getting his son this pink bike, and he talks about just the process of actually getting a pink bike that doesn't have licensed characters on it and, you know, all these sort of really girly things on it. And just a plain pink bike and how that seems almost impossible. I think one of the funny moments is when he goes to one of these little bike stores and he tells the guy, "I want a pink bike." And the guy realizes it's for his son. And he says, "No, they're going to kill him on the playground if you do this."
Right.
And that's definitely one of his fears. And there's this sort of ride of pink. Like, I don't know if it's through Central Park, but it's through some park. He talks about his son riding the pink bicycle through the park. And you can almost see it in slow-mo, like the children pointing their fingers and laughing. And he talks about wanting to snap their fingers off.
Yes,
so there's all that conflict of, you know, your child presents you with something that you really want to steer them towards something else, but you also, you want to be a good parent and you want to challenge, you know, why just because they say so with gender roles. You don't want to sort of stick your children in these rigid roles, but actually doing that, like, it's one thing to intellectualize all of that, but to actually put it all into play with the realities of children and parents and families. All of that is where parenting gets so sticky and messy. And I think that's what the book captures so well when we see all the hilarity around what happens, how people respond to Oliver and his pink bike. I think one of the moments I love in that story is when one of Oliver's friends, who has like the really masculine kind of BMX maxed out bike, sees Oliver's pink bike and begins crying because he says he wants one too,
yes.
Which is so unexpected. Really just kind of comes from nowhere. But I think that so many of these stories are like that in the book. They really just remind you, you know, you're not the only one going through these things. And whatever your kid is going through, there's another kid doing something completely, you know, out of the box as well. And
right. Well, that's something that I say in the prologue. You know, at the end of the prologue, it says, you know, if you have this book, you'll never again feel alone and isolated in the specific way that you're screwing up your child.
Right. Yes, I think I do remember those words of wisdom. And I just want to remind everyone, it's Women, Body, and Soul. It's WBAI's Fun Drive special. And you're listening to 99.5 FM, also streaming at WBAI.org. And you can share your comments about the show or my guest at womenbodyandsoul.com. And we do have several premiums for you. I'm told that we need to tell people to give us a call and light up our board, 212-209-2950 for your donation. $25 is our basic membership. And we also have some gifts. If you have a donation of $50 to the station today during the show, you'll receive the book Afterbirth as our gift of thanks. And if you make a $75 donation, you'll receive the book as well as a 3-performance Afterbirth CD as a thank you. And for those of you who are interested in seeing the show, it's actually tonight is the last night. That's tonight, Thursday, May 7th at 7:15 here in Manhattan at the Triad Theater. And that is actually for a $50 donation. You can get a theater ticket, which is actually a great deal. So we need you to give us a call, 212-209-2950. I know some of you are interested in the book. You know, and then for those of you who can't catch the show but are interested in the show, that bonus CD is a great way to get a sense of the live show and the performance of Afterbirth. And then for anyone who's ready to actually go to the theater tonight, you know, and the other thing I want to mention is it's Mother's Day. And this is a great gift for Mother's Day. And I know that so many of us also have baby showers that we're going to. So many of us are trying to shop ahead even for Father's Day. And this book is really for parents in general. You know, I think that older parents also get a kick out of the book, even if your children are out of the house and grown and gone. There's so many things about becoming a grandparent that puts you right back in touch with the realities of raising children. And also, so many of the stories really have that full circle in them because they involve grandparents, they involve very young children, some of them involve teenagers, which are some of the pretty horrifying and funny stories. So it's time to get that Mother's Day gift or that Father's Day gift. Those of you who are new dads and moms, this is a great gift to give each other if you want to get this for your partner. And also baby shower gifts. So give us a call, 212-209-2950. And any donation is welcome. $25 is our basic membership. But also at the $50 level, you will get a book as a gift. And at the $75 level, the book with the CD. And then for those of you who are ready to go out tonight and see the live show, it is the last night here in Manhattan. That's Thursday tonight, the 7th at 7:15 p.m., and that's only $50. So make your donations. I'm told we need to get more people to the boards right now, so pick up the phone, 212-209-2950. Those of you who have not yet given in the fund drive or who listen every day or every week to WBAI but haven't given, we really do need to hear from you. We need to know that you support the show. We need to know that you support independent media, and we need to know that there are people out there who want to hear the kinds of stories and interviews with the time and depth that you're not going to hear in the mainstream news. So pick up the phone, give us a call, 212-209-2950. Pick up that phone.
That's the number to call, 212-209-2950. These are our stories, and we're sharing them. Natalie is sharing them with you. She has a guest on the line every other Thursday at 12 noon. Without commercial interruption, we're asking you to support this effort right now. WBAI is a listener-sponsored, a commercial-free, a community radio station. We're in the center of the FM dial in New York City. That's right. We're in Manhattan, and it's a very precious entity, 50,000 watts of FM power, 212-209-2950. We have volunteers standing by. We're waiting for your call right now. We're waiting for you. No one else is going to do it. You're the one that's going to do it. So we're waiting for you to make that call right now, 212-209-2950. Thank you for that call.
212-209-2950. And Michael, I'm being told we need to go to a commercial.
Really?
On Pacifica? How odd.
All right, well, all right, here we go.
Do you feel tired, listless, too pooped to pop? Are you dieting again? Need a pick-me-up when you're feeling down? Try the new Mind Cluster Roll-Ups from Nutri-Giant. Mind Cluster is made from red stuff, greens and grains, D-linolate, water wetter, and animal-free snake oil. Mind Cluster gives you energy, combats racism, and helps prevent gingivitis. It's gluten-free, non-toxic to pets, and hippies love it. Side effects may include hair growing in places it never did before, bleeding gums, receding hairline, and a sudden urge to marry. No animals were harmed in the manufacture of Mind Cluster. Get it today!
Yeah, that's what you don't want to hear on Pacifica. The way we do that is you make a phone call. You call up, we go to our listeners, and we ask you to be the support. You're not going to hear from Mind Cluster or some other corporation. You're not going to hear from Pepsi. You're not going to hear from McDonald's, because we are beholden only to you, our listeners. And so now you've got to show us the love and let us know that it matters to you that you don't hear that on this station. 212-209-2950. Call up and support Women, Body, and Soul. $50 premium, and I think what you said a moment ago is just perfect, Natalie. Mother's Day is coming. This is the perfect gift for Mother's Day. Take your mother to the theater tonight and then watch the basketball game on Sunday. I mean, I'm just saying.
It's called a strategy.
It's called a strategy, a $50 pledge. We have one caller on the line. We have 10 minutes left. Our goal for this hour was $2,000. We are well below it. We need to get at least five people on the line pledging that $50 to make this respectable, to show the station that, yes, I want to hear women's issues. Yes, I want to hear about parents. Yes, I want to hear about women's issues from the point of view of a woman of color. Do you support that? Do you, WBAI? Do you, Pacifica listener? If so, join us now. join the caller on the phone. That's who you actually need to join and make a pledge of support. Just $50. You know, Natalie, I'm pretty sure that five of your listeners have $50 that they can pledge.
So.
I'm pretty sure that they do. So, again, 212-209-2950. You know, the best thing that the $50 will do or that your phone call will do is shut me up. That's the most important thing. You can run me right out of here. There you
go.
Oh,
my goodness.
A couple of calls coming in right now. That's terrific. I guarantee you that that Mind Cluster commercial freaked out several of you. We're asking you to go to your phone right now. We don't want Mind Cluster. We want the program that's here right now. That's Women, Body, and Soul. Natalie still has some more questions and some closing comments that she has for her guests, but we need to hear from you right now. Three calls on the line now, 212-209-2950 is the number to call. For a donation of $50, you will receive Afterbirth, the book, as a gift of thanks for supporting this radio station. And for a pledge of $75, you'll receive that book as well as the performance CD, Afterbirth, also as a thank you gift. Let's hear from you now. Join the three callers on the line now for Women, Body, and Soul on WBAI, 212-209-2950.
And it is, you know, I think this is a great gift for so many occasions. I know I'm planning to give one to a friend who's having a baby. And, you know, there's when you're about to have a child, whether you're a mom or a dad, people begin giving you every book under the sun about how to do it right, about how not to screw up your kids. And frankly, you don't have time to read all that. And you're going to be busy doing other things. But what you do need is some comic relief because there's some dark days ahead. just warning you. I wish someone had warned me. You know, parenting, especially in that first year, it's just exhausting. And, you know, if you're not lucky and you don't have one of those perfect doll babies who sleeps through the night after they pop out, you're going to be up. You know, all of us are snorting. Like, who has that
baby?
I don't know. I always meet that woman at the park who's like, oh, yeah, I'm just running 10 miles today because my baby sleeps all night. Maybe she's on Mind Cluster. I don't know. But it's so important that, you know, we do reach out to each other and say, hey, you know what? The reality is this is going to be kind of rough, but I have some comic relief for you. And I have a way of letting you know you're not alone. And I think that's what's so wonderful and revolutionary about such a simple book like Afterbirth is that it cuts through the isolation and the frustration of parenting and parenthood and gives people a release and relief through comedy. And it really lets us say, not only am I not alone, but there are other people who have some worse problems than I do.
Right.
And there are other people, there are stories in here that, I said to myself, oh, my God, I never even thought about that. Like, there was one woman who was in the process of a transracial, transnational adoption and was in for so much with a child who had a very unusual kind of spectrum disorder.
Yeah, and Joan Rader.
Yeah, and she is able to tell this story with such grace and even show us those moments of humor of trying to break through kind of this wall with this child of a different nationality from a very different place who is suddenly a part of her family and who she wants so desperately to love and love her back, and the child just doesn't. And she tells this story of how she brings in, you know, a specialist to help her break through this wall with her child. And the moment where you see that break happen, and there are so many tears in that moment. And I think I cried myself. And because you never think, people say, I'm going to be a parent or I'm having a kid. And you think, oh, great. But you don't really think about, you know, what's ahead. And I had never really reflected on, you know, what happens when you adopt a child who doesn't know how to love. And, you know, it's just, there are so many stories in here that tell us, hey, you're not alone. No matter how difficult this is, someone else is dealing with it or someone else is dealing with something even, you know, more out there. And so, you know, give us a call, 212-209-2950. It's very important. We only have a few minutes left in our show, and it's really critical that, you know, if you've been listening for the stories or you've been listening because you're enjoying the station, I need you to call, pick up the phone, 212-209-2950, and make your gift, your donation to the station. And, you know, whether or not you're, you know, maybe you're not interested in getting a gift today and you just want to do a basic membership, or maybe you are feeling generous and you want to do more, but it's so important that you let us know that you appreciate programming that gives you these kind of interviews, that talks about issues around parenting, family, gender, sexuality, which is so much of what we do on other programs here at Women, Body, and Soul. But, you know, I do get your emails. I do get your messages. I do see you in the street, which is great. But the station needs to hear from you, because the station needs to know that you appreciate the kind of programming that we've been bringing you in this slot on Thursdays, 212-209-2950. I did get one call, but I'm told I need to get several more in these last few minutes. And I know that if you pick up the phones now, 212-209-2950, you can also get those theater tickets, which are tonight. And I think Tony had a great strategy. For those of you who know you need to do something with your spouse or your parents or your mom, you know, for Mother's Day, and you don't really want to take up the whole Sunday doing it, tonight, theater, comic relief, that's it, 212-209-2950. Get a ticket to the show.
Oh, yeah. She'll love it.
I know. I think the show sounds fabulous. And also, there is that bonus CD where you'll get a few cuts from the show if you can't make it tonight, and that's with your $75 donation. You get the book and the bonus CD for Afterbirth. We are getting some more calls in, but we actually need to get more. So this is that final push. So if you've been sitting back and you've said to me before, I love this show, or you've said to yourself, oh, my God, I love Thursdays at 12. I really appreciate Women, Body, and Soul. It's great that you love the show, but we need to hear from you. 212-209-2950.
Exactly. We have to hear from you. It's great to hear from you, but we need to hear from you now. The telephones must ring in order for Natalie to understand how much you really appreciate the show. And email is great, but your support tells management at this station that this show means something to you. 212-209-2950. As we go out, we only have a couple of minutes, folks. We really only have a couple of minutes left. There's one caller on the line. We want to see these lines light up. We want to know that. And this is a really nominal price to pay for a premium. This is a steal, in my opinion. First of all, the material sounds amazing. A $50 pledge. And also remember that we are not doing this to send you a premium. Your money goes to support this station. When you hear shows like The Wake Up Show, the upper register of my voice is leaving at this point. When you hear shows like Democracy Now!, when you hear the news on this station, the only news that you can get that you can appreciate anywhere, that's what your dollars have done. So you've got to make that phone call, because we all do it together. Once again, 212-209-2950, just a $50 pledge, or call up and just become a member at $25. But do pledge your support to Pacifica. Do pledge your support to WBAI.
Absolutely. You know, and there's so many times where people have said to me, thank you so much for that show you did. You know, we've done shows on men and gender. We've done shows on men stopping violence. We've done shows on the rights of domestic workers. We've done shows on feminist pornography. All of our shows, whether or not I know some of you have said, I agree, I disagree. But more than that, all of you have said, you've made me think, you've made me ask questions, you've made me say, I need to look at this more. So all of that we've given to you in those dialogues and those conversations and bringing, these authors and experts to you, all of that you say you appreciate, we need to hear from you now so that we can keep bringing that to you. 212-209-2950. That's 2950. So give us a call. We do need to get several more calls. We need to get more calls on the board, I'm being told. 212-209-2950.
And we're being told we're going to be thrown out of here in 2 minutes, so those phones need to ring right now.
Right now. And, Danny, I just want you to tell people, you know, I know that there's the show tonight. Can you tell us, and it sounds like also with Parents Magazine partnering with you, there's more in store for Afterbirth. Is there anything else coming up around Afterbirth?
Oh, yes, definitely. We're going to be traveling the country. So on June 1st, we'll be in San Francisco. You can tell all your San Francisco friends to come out to Cobb's Comedy Club. And on June 22nd, we'll be in Boston at the Zero Arrow Pub. That's at Harvard Square. And apparently I'm going to be on the Today Show next week talking about the book with Caroline Ray. Yeah, so we'll be around, and then I'll probably be back in New York August is when I'll take some time off, and then we'll have a whole new crew coming in. And I'm always looking for stories, so you can go to my website, www.afterbirthstories.com, mm-hmm. and you can contact me there, or at dannyklein.com, dannyklein.com, and I'm happy to hear from you. And yeah, there's lots going on with the show.
Thank you so much for joining us, and thank you so much for your generosity today. We're very excited about the premiums we're able to offer, and thanks for being with us on the air, Dani.
Okay, thank you, Natalie, and come out and see the show and pledge to this wonderful radio station.
Thank you.
Okay.
On that note, it's time for you to make your phone calls. It's 212-209-2950. We do need to get several more calls, and we do need to sort of have that last push to light up the board, 212-209-2950.
Are you a parent? Have you funny stories? And you know somebody else is just like you. They've told you that story. You've heard it from your friends. They've heard it from this friend. Well, she's put together a collection of these stories. The book is called Afterbirth. And it is stories from parents about the wacky things that happen with their children, or the things they just didn't expect, or the situations that come up, and the experiences they have while dealing with their children they didn't know they would have to experience as a parent. You can read these, but while you're reading the book, you will know that you have supported WBAI. That's what your dollars are for, folks. Not because we're going to send you a book, not because we're going to send you to the theater. It is because this radio station is so important. 212-209-2950. We're asking for a push, Natalie. We got one caller. I know there are more parents out there. I know there are more of your listeners who have $50 who can call up and support WBAI. 212-209-2950.
Absolutely. And most of all, remember that it's Mother's Day this weekend. I know some of you haven't gotten your gifts yet, and this is a perfect gift for Mother's Day. Also, it's baby shower time. I know some of you have friends who are expecting. So this is really a great opportunity to do two things at once, which is, one, support WBAI, support independent media, support Women, Body, and Soul, and also take care of getting a gift for a friend or a loved one or a spouse or a parent. You know, someone who it's time to recognize them for Mother's Day. It's time to give them that gift because they're excited.
Please remember that this program is supported by the listener members of WBAI New York. If you like what you hear, please consider becoming a member of WBAI or renewing if you've already joined. Basic membership is $25, but we accept any amount. Help us keep free speech alive. Please remember that this program is supported by the listener members of WBAI New York. If you like what you hear, please consider becoming a member of WBAI or renewing if you've already joined. Basic membership is $25, but we accept any amount. Help us keep free speech alive.